The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Chapter 1. Tom! No answer. Tom! No answer. Where is that boy, I wonder? You, Tom! No answer. The old lady pulled her spectacles down and looked over them about the room. Then she put them up and looked out under them. She looked puzzled for a moment, and then she said loud enough for the furniture to hear, "Well, if I find you, I'll..." She looked under the bed, then she went to the open door and stood in it, and looked out into the garden. No Tom. So she shouted, "You, Tom!" There was a noise behind her, and she turned just in time to see a small boy opening the door of a closet. She quickly ran and caught him by his collar. "There, I forgot about that closet. What did you do in there?"
"Nothing."
"Nothing? Look at your hands. And look at your mouth. What is that on your hands and face?"
"I don't know, Aunt."
"Well, I know. It's jam. That's what it is. I've told you 40 times to let that jam alone. Give me that switch." "My, look behind you, Aunt."
The old lady turned round and snatched her skirts out of danger. At that moment, the boy ran out of the door, jumped over the high board fence, and disappeared. His Aunt Polly stood surprised for a moment, and then broke into laughter.
"What a boy! Can't I never learn anything? Hasn't he played enough tricks like that by this time? But to tell the truth, he never plays them alike 2 days, and how can I know what's coming? He knows very well just how long he can torment me before I lose my temper. And he knows if he can put me off for a minute or make me laugh, it's all down again, and I can't punish him. He's a troublemaker, that boy. But he's my own dead sister's child, poor thing. Every time I let him off, my conscience hurts me. And every time I hit him, my old heart breaks. If he misses school this afternoon, I'll just have to make him work tomorrow to punish him. It's hard to make him work on Saturday, when all the boys are having holiday. But he hates work more than he hates anything else. He needs harsh discipline. And I've got to do some of my duty for him, or I'll ruin the child." Tom did miss school that afternoon, and he had a very good time. He had forgotten all his troubles. Not because his troubles were less heavy and bitter to him than a man's are to a man, but because a new and powerful interest drove them out of his mind for the time. This new interest was a new bird-like manner of whistling, which he had just learned from a Negro, and he was eager to practice it. The reader probably remembers how to do it, if he has ever been a boy. He walked down the street with his mouth full of harmony and his soul full of pleasure. He felt like an astronomer who had discovered a new planet. The summer evenings were long. It was not dark yet. Suddenly, Tom stopped whistling. A stranger was before him. A boy a little larger than himself. New people were not often seen in the poor little town of St. Petersburg. This boy was well-dressed, too. Well-dressed on a weekday. This was unusual. He had shoes on, and it was only Friday. He even wore a necktie. The more Tom looked at the boy, the higher he turned up his nose, and the poorer his own clothes seemed to him. The boys did not speak. If one moved, the other moved, but only in a circle. They kept face to face and eye to eye all the time. Finally, Tom said, "I can beat you." "I'd like to see how you'll try to do it."
"Well, I can do it."
"No, you can't."
"Yes, I can."
"No, you can't."
"I can."
"You can't."
"Can."
"Can't."
An uncomfortable pause. Then Tom said, "What's your name?"
It isn't any of your business, maybe.
Well, I can make it my business.
Well, why don't you?
If you say much, I will.
Much, much, much.
There now.
Oh, you think you're clever, don't you?
I could beat you with one hand.
Well, why don't you do it?
You say you can do it.
Well, I will, if you fool with me.
Oh, yes, I've heard things like these.
You think you're some, don't you?
Oh, what a hat.
You can knock it off if you don't like it.
Take a walk.
Well, why don't you do it then?
It's because you're afraid.
I am not afraid.
You are.
I am not.
You are.
You're a liar.
You're another.
Another pause, and more going around each other. Finally, they were shoulder to shoulder. Tom said,
"Get away from here."
"Go away yourself."
"I won't."
"I won't either."
So they stood, each with a foot put at an angle, wrestling, and looking at each other with hatred. But neither could get an advantage. After some struggle, each of them moved back, and Tom said,
"You're a coward. I'll tell my big brother about you, and he can beat you with his little finger, and I'll make him do it, too."
"I'm not afraid of your big brother. I've got a brother that's bigger than yours. And what's more, he can throw him over that fence, too."
Both brothers were not real, of course.
"That's a lie."
Tom drew a line in the dust with his big toe and said, "If you step over that, I'll beat you until you can't stand up." The new boy stepped over and said, "Now you said you'd do it. Now let's see how you do it."
"For 2 cents, I will do it."
The new boy took 2 copper coins out of his pocket and held them out. Tom struck them to the ground. In a moment, both boys were rolling in the dirt like cats. For a minute, they tore at each other's hair and clothes, and scratched each other's noses, and covered themselves with dust and glory. Finally, through the fog of battle, Tom appeared. He was sitting on the new boy and beating him with his fists.
"Say enough," said he.
The boy only struggled to free himself. He was crying. He was angry with Tom.
"Say enough,"
and Tom went on beating the boy. At last, the stranger cried out, "Enough!" And Tom let him stand up and said, "Now that'll teach you how to fool with me." The new boy went off brushing the dust from his clothes, looking back and shaking his head, and threatening what he would do to Tom the next time he caught him out. Tom laughed. As soon as his back was turned, the new boy took a stone, threw it at Tom, and hit him between the shoulders, and then ran like an antelope. Tom followed the boy home and found out where he lived. He then stayed at the gate for some time, but the enemy only made faces at him through the window and refused to come outside. At last, the enemy's mother appeared and called Tom a bad child and ordered him away. So he went away. He got home late that night, and when he got in his room through the window, he found his aunt. When she saw his dirty clothes, she decided to turn his Saturday holiday into a working day.